Deutsche Welle, Africa Link.
And a very good morning to you on this Thursday, September the 24th. Welcome to this edition of Africa Link. I'm Mark Caldwell in Bonn, Germany. Coming up, Burkina Faso's interim president, Michel Kafando, is reinstated a week after he was ousted in a coup.
Dans le malheur, nous avons lutté ensemble. Dans la liberté...
We fought together in misfortune. We triumphed together in freedom.
Martin Kobler, head of the UN peacekeeping mission in the Democratic Republic of Congo, steps down with mixed feelings.
I leave with a big sentiment, a feeling of satisfaction, because we achieved a lot in the 2 years. But I also leave with a certain sense of frustration, because not everything is achieved. But this, I think, is normal in such a situation.
And there'll be another chance to hear this week's episode of The Crossroads Generation. Stay tuned.
Top story.
We begin in Burkina Faso, where interim president Michel Kafando has been reinstated a week after he was ousted in a coup. The move followed a peace deal brokered by leaders of the West African body ECOWAS. Kafando said civilian rule had been restored and the coup leader, General Gilbert Diendéré, had agreed to return to the barracks. The peace deal has apparently diffused a tense standoff between the loyalist army and the rebellious presidential guard. Sandra Aparachi and Happiness Matanji report.
Speaking on national television, President Michel Kafando said the transitional government that was in place after the ouster of President Blaise Compaoré nearly a year ago is back and has resumed the exercise of the power of state.
Dans le malheur, nous avons lutté ensemble. Dans la liberté,
we fought together in misfortune. We triumphed together in freedom. I am resuming work.
His announcement came as coup leader General Gilbert Diendéré welcomed several African leaders arriving to oversee the transfer of power. The deal was struck after the army started mobilizing against the presidential guard, with soldiers and tanks seen on the streets of Ouagadougou. Kafando praised the loyalist army.
Je salue toutes les forces vives du Burkina Faso.
I am praising all those vivid forces of Burkina Faso, the political parties, the organizations of the civil society, the labor unions, the media, the traditional and religious authorities for their patriotism, their courage, and their willingness to sacrifice. To everybody, I express thank you and my gratefulness.
Je dis merci et reconnaissance.
Subsequently, the presidential guards behind last week's coup pledged to return to the barracks while the loyalist army is expected to withdraw from the capital. The transitional period that followed was to culminate in elections set for October 11th. However, ECOWAS mediators have proposed November 22nd as a new election date. Michel Kafando has been reinstated as interim president of Burkina Faso at an official ceremony Wednesday, a week after he was ousted by the presidential guard. The swearing-in ceremony was attended by representatives of political parties, civil societies, and the loyalist army, but coup leader Gilbert Diendéré was absent.
Concerning the latest propositions of ECOWAS for an issue out of this crisis, it is evident that we will only engage in that if they respect the will of the Burkinabe people, which is clearly written down in the Charter of the Transition. Vive le Burkina Faso!
And that report was compiled by Sandra Aparaji and Happiness Matanji. ECOWAS leaders did not endorse an amnesty for the coup leaders, nor was any mention made of allowing Compaoré loyalists to stand in the upcoming elections. Yet these were two key demands of the coup leaders. For detailed insight into the deal, Aboubakar Diallo turned to Alexander Stroh, professor of African politics and development policy at the University of Bayreuth.
We know from the first negotiations in Ouagadougou that actually amnesty was one of the main points, and that's key because there is more on stake than only what happened over the last few days.
Members of the army that supported the interim government have been ordered to withdraw from the capital. The Presidential Regiment Guard, the RSP, has settled at a military base. Was that really a close call in plunging the country into a civil crisis?
I mean, that is not much more than a short-term de-escalation of the situation. It doesn't solve anything. It's just that the regular army, called the loyalists, withdrew a little, and that the RSP gets back into the barracks, which just means people are not anymore confronted eye to eye. But this isn't really a relaxed situation in which we are now.
What's actually quite interesting is that when Parliament issued this decree, they'd also been decreed by the junta government that they were no longer existing, because when the junta government actually took power, they said they dissolved the government, the interim government, that included the Parliament. So who is actually right in this case?
It's a power game now. It's actually about testing where the loyalties are. Somebody who leads a anti-constitutional or anti-transitional regime coup can't be right.
Should coup leader General Gilbert Diendere be hailed for his will to hand over power or be reprimanded for derailing the democratic transition process?
General Diendere is trying to push through now is actually his interest. So he claims to be ready to give back power to civilian authorities under the condition that they accept his major interests. If you give in into this kind of power politics, you actually reward the military for conducting a coup.
You're talking that Diendere is actually representing his interest there. Does that actually include reinstating Blaise Compaoré or not dissolving the RSP?
It's pretty clear that the interests of Blaise Compaoré, the old regime, the CDP party, and the RSP go hand in hand.
And that was Professor Alexander Straw from the University of Bayreuth here in Germany.
Africa Link, every weekday on DW Deutsche Welle.
The German diplomat Martin Kobler steps down as head of the UN peacekeeping mission in the Democratic Republic of Congo on Friday after completing his 2-year term. Under his watch, UN forces and DRC government troops defeated the M23 rebels in the east of the country, which has helped to bolster stability there. However, Kobler's relations with the DRC authorities have not been easy. He's been taking stock of the last 2 years, as we hear in this report by Sela Onoko in Kinshasa, read now by Jane Ayeko.
It's the end of a 2-year mandate for MINUSCA chief Martin Kobler. It's not goodbye forever, the German diplomat told members of the press.
I leave with a big sentiment, a feeling of satisfaction, because we achieved a lot in the 2 years. But I also leave with a certain sense of frustration, because not everything is achieved. But this, I think, is normal in such a situation.
UN's peacekeeping mission in DRC has not had the best of reputations. Its troops were seen as passive, barred from fighting, and in the past there were allegations of sexual abuse by UN troops in eastern DRC. Kobler, however, believes that in the last 2 years, this image has changed, especially with the defeat of the M23 rebels.
If you look at Goma today and August 2013, it's a difference like day and night. If you see the economic situation in Goma, where the roads leading to Goma, they are free of armed groups. There is still banditry around, but this is more criminality. And the women can bring their agricultural products to the market.
But Kobler also regrets the current relationship between MINUSCA and the DRC government. The UN mandate initially included over 22,000 military personnel. This year, the Congolese government demanded a reduction of 2,000 UN staff.
The government did not give a go-ahead to fight the FDLR together with us. We have all our added value. In the FARDC, the Congolese army, they have the knowledge of the terrain, they have the language, they know the language, and they have the better intelligence. We, on the other side, we have technical means, we have drones, we have attack helicopters, means of transport, be it helicopters or trucks, to transport the FARDC. We can support them logistically. Now, unity is required, and only together we are strong.
With the presidential elections planned for November 2016, the role of the next MONUSCO chief might be quite different from the one that Kobler found when he came to the country.
It's important to concentrate now on the electoral dossier here. This is something which will keep us busy 2016. The people of Congo want to have free and fair elections, and it's our task to observe, but not only to observe, also to offer our good offices if this is requested.
With the dismissal of several ministers from the government and President Joseph Kabila's intention to change the constitution in order to run for a third term in office, the stakes for the elections are high.
And that report was written by Sela Onoko in Kinshasa. Muslims the world over celebrate the festival of Eid al-Adha today with the sacrifice of a sheep or lamb. The meat is usually shared among neighbours, especially among those who normally cannot afford it. But in northern Ghana, demand for sheep has skyrocketed. And as Max Forsook reports from Tamale, many Ghanaian Muslims will be unable to fulfill this particular religious obligation.
It is early morning in Tamale and Isahaku Mahama is feeding his chicken with grains. Isahaku is a committed Muslim who wishes he could sacrifice a ram for the Eid al-Adha festival, but he is worried that his wishes wouldn't be realized.
If I could afford it, I would have slaughtered a ram for the Salah, but I don't have money to buy one.
Muslims kill either a ram, cow or camel as a sacrifice to Allah. This makes rams a necessary and highly desirable commodity among Muslim communities in northern Ghana. But Isahaku and many other poor Muslims are put off by the price of rams during this period, which is higher than unusual.
It's too costly, sometimes up to 2,000 cedis. But when the season is over, the price will come down again.
Dealers from Ghana travel to other West African countries where they buy up animals for sale back home in time for the festival. Ali Dusedu is a Muslim cleric living in Tamale.
A lot of people are scared away from doing it because of the cost of it. Businessmen are capitalizing on this issue to sell the things more than we should have been buying. So it's not very nice.
Ibrahim Yusuf is an animal dealer. He is chopping up fodder to feed his flock. Ibrahim denied accusations that traders like himself were charging exorbitant prices for livestock at this time of the year. Like many other traders, they run up costs before they can make a sale.
If you go there and you buy it and take it and put it inside a car to come here, the road, it's police collect money, custom collect money, and you come and play the animal lorry fare. If you calculate the money to add, you see the price is going.
2,000 cedis, the price of a good ram, is almost 500 euros. Some may consider such prices un-Islamic, but despite the cost, beef and mutton is unlikely to be in short supply in Muslim households during the festival because the prosperous are generally expected to come to the aid of those who are not so well off.
Max Wasuk reporting from Tamale. It's time now for another episode of The Crossroads Generation, a Learning by Ear production.
Deutsche Welle, learning by ear. Listen up, shape your future.
Hello and welcome back to Crossroads Generation.
We're standing at the crossroads. We're looking for our way. Crossroads Generation, our future starts today.
This is the 23rd episode of the fourth season, Facing New Challenges. A major challenge our friends from Kisimba had to deal with recently was a devastating flood. Lulu's shop, for example, her only source of income, was swept away. Meanwhile, Dan was injured trying to save a man from drowning in the floods. He is now in hospital. Just to remind you, Dan is the father of Mercy's daughter, Linda. He didn't take responsibility when Mercy got pregnant, so she cut contact with him. Since then, he's tried to see his daughter, but Mercy doesn't want him to.
Hey, Linda. Don't be shy. Do you know who I am? I'm Dan.
Hey, Dan, what are you doing?
What did I do? I was just introducing myself.
You have no right, Dan.
But he's still hoping Mercy will let him see Linda one day. He recently started dating Mercy's friend, Tina. And when Tina told Mercy about it, she wasn't at all amused.
I hope you won't take this badly. But Dan and I are, you know...
Dan?
Yes.
I'm sorry, Tina. I have to go.
Mercy and Tina work together at the university radio station, so they can't ignore each other forever. Will they reconcile? Let's find out in today's episode, A New Dawn. We start off in Mercy's and Tina's office.
Mercy, Tina, great show today. You two are doing a fantastic job.
Thanks, boss.
Thanks, boss.
For the next few shows, I want the two of you to focus on the effects the floods have had on the local population.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You can go out into the city, maybe even to the villages, find out how the people have been affected and how they are dealing with it. You can focus on the women and children, since your show deals with women's issues.
Sorry to interrupt, sir, but would it be okay to use our own relatives to illustrate a story? I mean, would that be professional?
What do you mean?
Well, my mother had a shop that was washed away and it wasn't insured. I was wondering if perhaps I could interview her as an example of why it's important for people to insure their businesses.
Oh, that sounds like a great idea. I don't see any reason why you shouldn't, as long as you double-check that whatever you broadcast is accurate and truthful. All right, so we are in agreement. You'd better go and start on it.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Tina, wait. Listen. I'm sorry for how I behaved when you told me about you and Dan. We haven't spoken to each other since. I really miss you.
Mercy, you've been my friend for quite a while now. I told you about Dan because I respect you and I didn't want you to find out from someone else. I mean, you're not in a relationship with Dan anymore. Or are you?
I guess I owe you an apology. I acted badly. It's just... it came as a shock. I didn't expect you and Dan to, you know.
But why was it such a big deal?
Look, Tina, I was selfish and confused, okay? I have no feelings for Dan anymore, and I give the two of you my blessings. Really.
Mercy, I don't know. The way you acted, it was pretty immature.
I know. And I'm sorry. Will you forgive me? Please? Come on, please!
Okay.
Oh, thank God for that. Come here, Tina, let me give you a hug. I've missed you so much.
Okay, enough already. I really have to rush. Dan will be waiting for me at the hospital.
Dan's in hospital? What do you mean? Is he sick?
Oh, didn't you know? Dan had an accident trying to save someone from the flood.
What?
Kadu, Banja, have you washed your hands?
Yes, Mom.
With soap?
Yes, Mom.
Okay, let's have breakfast.
Hey, give me back my spoon, Banja.
Come and get it.
Come on, give it to me. It's not fair. You've got your own.
Kadu, Banda, will you two stop fighting, sit down and eat? You'll be late for your first day at the new school.
Mom, why did we have to move? I like the school you are at.
Me too.
I've told you, I don't have money to pay for your old school anymore. Not since my shop was washed away. Your sister Mercy has spoken to Anita and her school has kindly agreed to take you on the integrative program.
But aren't we paying fees at the new school?
No, you're going there on a scholarship.
Ah! No, look what you've done, Banda. You've spilled my food.
Will you two stop it? What are you doing, Kadu? Are you scraping food off the floor?
But I'm hungry, Mom.
Didn't you listen to anything the doctor said? Huh? You are lucky you didn't catch typhoid like so many other kids round here. What did the doctor tell you?
That we shouldn't eat dirty food.
Shut up, Banda. It's all your fault.
But I...
If I were you, Banda, I would shut up now.
but Mom...
Shh, not another word from you two.
Hey, Dan. You have visitors.
Visitors? I wonder who they can be.
Mercy Msotho and her daughter Linda. You know them?
Mercy? What are they? Please, let them in, Dr. Roberts.
Okay, I will.
Hello, Dan.
Mercy. And, oh my, who's this big girl here? Let me guess. You're Linda, aren't you? Look how big you've grown.
Linda, this is Mommy's friend, Dan. Say hi to him. Come on.
Don't worry. She'll say hi in her own good time. Won't you, Linda? I didn't expect to see you here. I...
Tina told me about your accident. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. I feel fine already. I don't know why they're still keeping me here.
Well, we just wanted to see how you were doing.
Thank you.
I guess we'll head back now. Oh, we brought you some fruit. I hope you get well soon. Come on, Linda, let's go.
Mercy, wait. Really, thank you very much for coming. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
I wish things were different between us.
Dan, I just lost my mother-in-law.
Sorry, I heard about that, yeah.
Nikki is so grief-stricken.
I'm so sorry for your loss.
It got me thinking. I mean, life is short. I don't want my daughter to blame me one day for not allowing her to know her father. From now on, you're welcome to spend time with her whenever you want.
Oh, Mercy.
Homie, speak on the radio. Mercy, are you out of your mind?
Mom, it's not that hard. You just speak like we're speaking now.
What would I say?
You just answer the questions we ask you truthfully. That's all.
Oh, Mercy, my daughter. This time you're asking too much. I can't speak on the radio. People would laugh at me.
Mom, come on. I'm relying on you. Don't let me down.
But...
Please.
Okay. But you owe me big time.
Thank you. Mwah. I love you, Mom.
Love won't save me from the embarrassment of being laughed at.
Oh, Nikki, hi. Mom, I have to go. I'll call you later.
Typical. Such an ungrateful child. Now you've got what you want, you just cut me off.
It's not that. It's that Nikki has come home and I have to talk to him. You know the funeral arrangements for his mother and all.
Oh, okay. Bye.
Bye.
And it's bye from us as well for now. But Crossroads Generation will continue next time. You don't want to miss Lulu's radio interview, do you? Just to remind you, you can always join us on Facebook and you'll find all the previous episodes at dw.de/LBE. Enjoy!
And you can hear the next edition of Crossroads Generation on Monday here on Africa Link. Our main stories before we leave you. Burkina Faso's interim president, Michel Kafando, has been officially reinstated a week after he was ousted in a military coup. And the German diplomat Martin Korbler has been taking stock of his 2-year term as head of the UN peacekeeping mission in the Democratic Republic of Congo. And then we come to the end of this edition of Africa Link. link. You can contact us by sending an email to feedback.africa@dw.com. A letter to Africa Link, DW 53110, Bonn, Germany. Or an SMS to country code 549-160-957-59510. We'll be back again at the same time tomorrow. Do join us if you can. From me, Mark Caldwell, bye now.